father of slain U.S. Marine warns Americans, be afraid of our leadership or lack thereof. By John Binder on August 27, 2021. The father of a United States Marine, killed in Thursday's Kabul, Afghanistan, terrorist attack, says Americans ought to be afraid of U.S. government leadership or the lack thereof. As Breitbart News reported, the Islamic State, Khorasan Province, ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for two suicide bombings in Kabul that killed 10 U.S. Marines, one U.S. Navy medic, and another two service members, along with at least 90 others, and has left at least 150 others wounded. U.S. Marine Jared Schmitz, 20 years old, was one of the 13 service members killed in the attacks. His father, Mark Schmitz, said he was told Fox 2 News of the tragic news early Friday morning when Marines arrived at his door. When a local reporter asked Mark Schmitz what is your, to all Americans who are devastated right along with you, what is your message to us? He warned that Americans should be concerned about the nation's leadership and ask for prayers of U.S. troops. Be afraid of our leadership or lack thereof, Mark Schmitz said. Pray every day for the soldiers that are putting their lives at risk and doing what they love, which is protecting all of us. I think they're the only ones that we can honestly say have our backs. Similarly, the father of U.S. Marine Kareem Nikui, also killed in the attack, blasted President Joe Biden and U.S. military generals in an interview with the Daily Beast. They sent my son over there as a paper pusher and then had the Taliban outside providing security, Nikui's father said. I blame my own military leaders. Biden turned his back on him. That's it. Other U.S. Marines and service members killed in the attacks, thus far identified, include Max Soviak, Riley McCollum, David Lee Espinoza, Taylor Hoover, and Hunter Lopez. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.